and welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. Sydney police admit they were forced to swoop after identifying an alleged network of juvenile extremists plotting attacks online. 7 youths have been taken into custody while another 5 are assisting police with their inquiries after more than a dozen homes were raided in Sydney's southwest today. Deputy Police Commissioner David Hudson says 400 officers were involved in the raids, which followed a vicious attack on a bishop and priest in Wakeley last week.
We're talking 15, 16, 17-year-olds. However, the terrorism landscape and the radicalisation of youth online is a continuing problem for us. When you think back 10 years ago, the murder of Curtis Cheng, killed outside police headquarters by a 15-year-old. Nothing's changed.
The eSafety Commissioner, meantime, has been granted an extension of the injunction against X. The social media giant has been told to hide videos of the church stabbing at Wakeley, as well as the initial federal court order, which was due to expire tonight. It's now been extended until the case returns to court in May. Now, the US Senate has passed a bill forcing the sale of TikTok. It's over concerns the app's Chinese owner has access to user data. It now goes to President Joe Biden, who has backed the proposal. He says he will sign the package as soon as he gets it. The Treasurer says inflation is continuing to moderate, but needs to drop further. Consumer prices grew 3.6% for the year to March. Now, that's down from a little over 4% last year. But Jim Chalmers says there is still more work to do.
When we came to office, inflation had a 6 in front of it, and now it has a 3 in front of it. And the budget next month will be about easing cost of living pressures rather than adding to them.
And property values are on the rise across much of the country. Data from Domain shows that prices have risen in every capital city this quarter, aside from Melbourne. Now, sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and it's looking more likely LIV Golf will stay in Adelaide beyond 2026. This year's tournament will tee off at Grange Golf Course on Friday. In your entertainment news, and Kim Kardashian has shared a cheeky selfie with Taylor Swift's ex-BFF after she was dissed in the superstar's latest album. The reality star is yet to comment on Taylor's song, but has posed with Karlie Kloss in a photo on social media. Now, speaking of Kim, what looks like Kanye's religious era is over. The rapper is in talks to launch a Yeezy porn studio. West already in contact with a well-known adult film industry producer to get the ball rolling. And Bluey is the top dog on Australian television, setting new viewership records for the ABC. More than 4.8 million fans tuning in to watch the last 3 eps of the global hit. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.